This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. After being held 10 months in a Russian prison, Brittany Griner has returned to American soil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has our story.
Griner landed this morning at a Texas military base, where White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says wife Sherelle Griner was waiting.
U.S. officials who met her on the ground said she was in very good spirits, appears to be in good health.
It's unclear when Griner will head home to Arizona or whether she'll return to the Phoenix Mercury, her WNBA team. Coach Vanessa Nygaard says they'll give Griner space during her transition, but when she's ready.
I mean, hopefully it's a big hug and just how much we love you and how happy we are to have you back and just a lot of love.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Belarus told the United Nations Friday that it would allow, without preconditions, the transit of grain from Ukraine through its territory for export from Lithuanian ports, a UN spokesperson said. Belarus was used by its ally Russia as a staging ground for Moscow's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. It said in June that it would let Ukrainian grain go via the country to Baltic seaports if Belarus was allowed to ship its goods from the ports as well. Ukraine did not agree to the proposal. A UN spokesperson said Belarus's deputy foreign minister met with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Friday to tell him there are no longer preconditions. In a statement, Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong said the country was imposing Magnitsky-style sanctions on 13 individuals and two entities, including Iran's Morality Police and Basiji Resistance Force, and six Iranians involved in the crackdown on protest sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. This is VOA News. The Supreme Court says it will hear a free speech case involving a scam that falsely promoted adult adoptions as a path to U.S. citizenship. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The case the High Court agreed to hear involves the operator of a Sacramento, California nonprofit called Americans Helping America Chamber of Commerce. The government said that between 2012 and 2016, the operator, Helaman Hansen, persuaded at least 471 people to join his adult adoption program, even though he knew the adoptions he was promoting would not lead to citizenship. People paid between $550 and $10,000 to participate. Helaman was convicted and sentenced to 20 years in prison, but now argues the law used to convict him was so broad that it violates his free speech rights. I'm Norman Hall.
The former police officer in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, who kneeled on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on the black man's neck, was sentenced Friday to 3.5 years in prison.
I will accept your plea and the negotiation. So as to count two, your guilty plea is accepted and based on that plea.
J. Alexander King pleaded guilty in October to a state count of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. In exchange, a charge of aiding and abetting murder was dropped. King is also already serving a federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights, and the state and federal sentences will be served at the same time. Earthquake of magnitude 5.6 struck the Mindanao region of the Philippines early Saturday morning. The European Mediterranean Seismological Center said the quake's epicenter was at a depth of 60 kilometers or 37.28 miles, the EMSC said. Half of the World Cup semifinals are set following Friday's play. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
Croatia and Argentina survive to meet in next week's semifinals in Qatar. Croatia and Brazil play to a scoreless draw in regulation before Neymar gave Brazil the lead in extra time, scoring his 77th goal to tie Pele for the most ever by a member of Brazil's national team. Croatia's Bruno Petkovic came right back with the equalizer to send it to penalty kicks, where the Croatians prevailed 4-2. In the late match, Lionel Messi had an assist and a penalty goal to give Argentina a 2-0 lead, but the Netherlands rallied late, tying it in the 11th minute of regulation stoppage time. Argentina's goalkeeper Emiliano Martinez stopped the first two Dutch attempts in the shootout to win that one 4-3. I'm Denny Kapp.
For more on these or any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app. Just search VOA News. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.